Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat is 603 and 3 quarters. It's down a quarter. December is 619 and a half, and it is up one quarter. Soft September is 532 and a quarter, up four and a quarter. December, 549 and a half, up four. September corn, 361 and three quarters, up three and three quarters. December, 373 and a half, up three and three quarters. March is 386 and a half, up three and a half. July, 401 and three quarters, up three and a half. August soybeans are 12.99 and a half, up 35. September 10.89, they're up 9 and a half. November 10.53, up 6 and 1 quarter. August soybean meal 4.49.70, up $31. August soybean oils 33.46, down 49. August live cattle 148.35, up 12 and a half. August feeders 2.14.22 and a half, down 15. And August lean hogs are 114.85 and they are down 35.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at agrigold.com.
Joining us now with a look at the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike. Looks to me like when August soybeans going off the board today and are 34 and three quarters higher, there are still people that are trying to get out of the contract.
Yeah, and you know, the meal market really has not backed down all week this week since the report, Dave, and I think that's a big player here too, and probably the biggest player in maybe offsetting the wetter European model and also offsetting the disappointing weekly export sales for the wheat and to a lesser degree the corn with some negative numbers for 13-14 corn export sales. I wasn't looking for a big jump in demand because who would want to be buying up against what would have been thought as a very bearish USDA report? So next week's export sales, though, I think are going to be extremely important to the demand and consumption side of the picture.
So to what degree does September soybeans feel more like old crop than new crop? I know the beans are beginning to come off the delta.
Yeah, that's the key. I think you're exactly right. The rain forecast for the delta looks pretty ideal to get harvesting and cutting of beans off and get them into the pipeline and into the channel. So I would not expect the September beans to be able to offset completely where the August goes off the board today, and I think the November will actually become a drag to the September with this rain forecast if the European model is right. There is some disagreement between the European model and the short-term American model as far as how much precip in the north, central, and eastern corn belt we actually lay down, and that will play, I think, a big role next week because it looks like the temperatures are going to warm up here as we get into the past five-day forecast. So if we have lighter rains, even with the delta harvesting, and we start to warm up, I think those November beans won't pull as much down on the September beans as they could if we have ideal rains ahead of this next warm-up. I think the other key, too, is the report really kind of set us up, Dave, for the bean-corn ratio, the Nov-bean-Dees-corn ratio, to probably break back from its current 2.8, 2.9 level, back down to the 2.5, 2.6 level. That's something that, that's where we were last year at this time. And the fundamentals of the report, at least the U.S. fundamentals of the report, would suggest the same.
What do we make of the November bean chart with making new lows twice this week?
I think it's important, but I don't think it means much until the end of the week. I think the weekly charts really mean the most because we really, I don't think the November beans dropping below those levels while the August is still on the board matters as much as what it will matter tomorrow when we know the August is gone and the September is lead month.
Turn your attention to the corn market, which has managed to claw itself off its lows and is potentially looking at a hook reversal week higher.
Yeah, and we keep seeing that. You know, I don't know if this is like the third week of the last seven or eight.
You and I
feel like deja vu and Groundhog Day every time we talk about this. And it is. It's attempting to turn, yet the wheat is not playing ball once again. And I do think the wheat market is kind of like beans, and so therefore the corn market is kind of in a sit-and-hold position. And so corn is waiting on beans and waiting on wheat, and I think wheat's more in a sit-and-hold position because those massive, you know, group of Russian trucks are heading towards the Ukrainian border, should be there tonight, and we'll see what happens, and whether that's a Trojan horse or whether it's really humanitarian aid, and whether that kicks in the geopolitical risk premium again to the wheat market like we've seen the last few weeks. Almost every week at some point they kick in some geopolitical risk and then pull it right back out again. But that's kind of where the corn sits, I think. It doesn't have anything to go on by itself since the report's out, because the report expectations are that the crop will get bigger. I don't really feel that way, but I think the trade is going down that path at this point.
Well, have you done any number crunching as to July to August USDA crop production reports and the degree that it has gotten bigger and whether or not that actually shows up in any significant way from August forward?
No, I did look at the July-August. We talked about that last week, and it was very normal to see a corn yield increase, corn ending stocks increase. I think the big thing that I'm looking at in one of the webinars that I'll be doing with Sangamon County Farm Bureau tonight, one of the major points I'll be pointing out is here we are sitting at four-year lows in the futures market. That has pulled the ADM Decatur cash basis down by $2 versus last year at this time. Yet in the August 2013 report, USDA was pushing out a 1.84 billion bushel corn ending stocks number. So we're literally $2 lower at this point than we were last year with the exact same U.S. ending stocks number. So it goes back to the world numbers. It goes back to wheat. And I think this year, unlike last year, it goes back to beans and whether beans pull and tug on the corn to the downside. So as we talked about before the report, it seems to me that while the wheat was the leader to the corn market before the report, it now looks as though the beans are going to be the leader to the after in the post-report environment as to whether we can regain some upside potential with the weekly charts being very oversold.
And how long does the corn remain a follower then?
Well, I think this goes into the September because I think the beans are in a weather market at this point and trying to finish off. Again, I'm very skeptical. Like the corn, I'm very skeptical. We have a 45-plus bean yield out there right now, today. And I say that because it's like corn last year. It's very hard to get big acres and big yields to combine together to this big of a crop, and we don't see it very often. And I think the weather pattern and the 30-day precip pattern, especially in the central and eastern corn belt, would suggest we're not there yet. And so I think this is where the beans will probably carry the corn as far as a leadership role all the way into September.
Anything else before we let you go?
Well, we've got another big break in the hogs and the deferred contracts. Now, notice the October hogs are now below $95. Mm-hmm. Cash index is running around 118. And there's still talk that there's going to be PED virus reduced slaughter as we get towards the September-October month. So I would not be recommending at this point hedging any fall hogs at this point with a lot of the risk premium already pulled out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics out of Atchison, Kansas. Current tick in the marketplace. September corn is 361 and three quarters. It's up 3 3/4, now 3.5. December is 373 and three quarters, now a half up 3 3/4. August soybeans are $13, up 35.5. September is 1090, up 10.5. excuse me, that's September. November is 10.53 and a quarter, up 6.5. August soybean meals, 449.70, up $31. September, 379.90, up $11.20. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.